This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, U.S. dairy exports were hurting again in September. How bad was it?
It was not good, Lee. So total U.S. dairy exports dropped. They totaled 208,652 metric tons, and that's the smallest total since February 2023 and the smallest value for September since 2020. If we break things out, all year long, we've been talking up Mexico. They're the savior of U.S. exports this year. They're buying record volumes. They're up year over year. In September, exports to Mexico dropped, and that is very concerning. Exports to Southeast Asia were really small again, totaled 30,243 metric tons, which is the smallest number since December 2018. And then we always have to talk about China, right? Sailings to China down for the sixth consecutive month, down 11% in September.
None of this is good news for milk prices in the U.S. They're barely at levels dairy farmers can keep their head above water with. What goes from here?
Yeah, that's a great question. Certainly class four prices have been higher than class three, and those look okay, but class three is very concerning. And, you know, across the country, every producer winds up being impacted by class three prices. So, you know, when we think about break-even costs, dairy farms, you know, they're just not going to have that. On the bright side, though, out of the export report, skim milk powder exports down, whey exports down, butter, not surprisingly, also down. But cheese was actually up in September. So there's a little bit of wind in the sails, if you will, that perhaps international demand for cheese is improving.
Well, we hope that it will continue to in 2024. Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside. Today we're in Pennsylvania. We're with Brittany Snyder, who's with the Center for Dairy Excellence.
The Center for Dairy Excellence really focuses about today. Our farmers of today, our current dairy industry, the ones who are transitioning to the new generation or building barns. We have profit teams and transition teams, grants, professional development for our farmers. So the center really helps our farmers of today, whereas the foundation is all about tomorrow. So the foundation has all of our education programs, scholarships, internships, and so we really are able to cover the whole spectrum of the dairy industry with both the center and the foundation working hand in hand.
One thing you do is a toast to dairy. That's an annual event.
We absolutely love it, and you know, it's a fundraiser. We've got 200 to 300 people that come every year, and it's really just an awesome time to celebrate dairy with all of our local dairy friends and show what education opportunities we have out there, get a chance to taste some really great foods and cheeses and dairy product from around the state.
Let's talk about that Adopt-A-Cow program, because that is unique and it is very popular.
It is. So the Adopt-A-Cow program has been around for about 12 or 13 years, but in the last 3 to 4 years, it's really taken off. We have loved impacting more than 40,000 teachers every year in this program, a little over 1.2 million students every year. And this program allows classes to adopt a calf digitally and gets pictures and videos sent to them all year and get connected with a local farm from their state. So we actually are beyond our Pennsylvania borders for this program. We work with 35 farms across the country and connect these classes with a farm closest to them, creating that local feeling, because obviously our Pennsylvania farms are very different.
With that connection, you've got to have some fun stories that have come out of that.
Yeah, we have had traditional teachers use it in their classroom in writing and reading. We've also had like music teachers use this, and they have composed their own music in class to send to the calves. We've had art teachers draw portraits of their calves and send it to their farmer. I think the coolest part, though, has been getting to see the farmers' reactions. They never expected the amount of love that would come from these classes. These classes really think this calf is in the backyard of their teacher's backyard, and they fall in love, and these farmers are feeling that love and respect for the industry that sometimes they don't get to feel very often. So that is probably my favorite part of the farmers appreciating and seeing the consumer love what they're doing.
You know, you have just such enthusiasm and passion for what you do.
I've gotten to where I'm at because I said yes, even though I was terrified to death, but it was worth it. So all I can say is say yes to every opportunity to travel, to meet new people, to network.
Brittany Snyder with the Center for Dairy Excellence. Thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, John, for having me.